2019 was Mexico's most murderous and violent year in decades. It was also the first year in office for Mexico's current president, and his apparent indifference to the rising bloodshed is uniting many victims. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Hundreds of people from the March for Peace arrived to Mexico City's main square, where the presidential office is. Their guide asked them to march in silence and in peace. Many of them have walked for more than 50 miles from the city of Cuernavaca, where poet and activist Javier Sicilia lives. His son was murdered by organized crime 8 years ago.
Ni los balazos ni los abrazos, una política de Estado del tamaño del horror.
Sicilia says neither gunshots nor hugs will solve Mexico's increasing violence, only a true policy that equals the horror of the catastrophe. Sicilia is referring to President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who famously claimed that the most effective way to combat Mexico's violence was with hugs, not bullets. Nearly 36,000 people were killed in 2019. That was an increase of 2.7% from the previous year. And that toll doesn't account for 5,000 more people who simply disappeared.
El gobierno mexicano ni a sus elementos busca.
That's activist Patricia Manzanares, saying the government is not even searching for its own people. Her son, a federal police officer, has been missing since 2011, and she says she knows of at least 200 similar cases. Last year, the National Guard was created with the main purpose of fighting organized crime, but Guard members have been stationed mainly at the borders dealing with immigration issues.
Los delincuentes están mejor armados que ellos.
Manzanares says the National Guard doesn't help, while other security forces have been left unprotected. She says even criminals are better armed. And among the marchers and victims are several members of the Levarón family. One of them is Taylor Stubbs, who holds a sign showing a broken heart with the U.S. and Mexico flags.
Most of us have dual citizenship, so we're Americans and Mexicans. We have both bloods, and so that's what the heart represents. And I mean, after the incident, it's a broken heart, right?
The incident was a roadway massacre of women and children from the Levarons in November in Sonora, which brought attention to the country's insecurity. The crime is still unsolved, and some people rally with a shoe off, honoring the girl who ran away from the attack with a missing shoe.
We want criminality to stop. We want a safer Mexico. We want peace here. We don't want to have to worry about our children being in danger in a country where we grew up.
The Mexican president has blamed past governments, opponents, and even some protesters for the increasing violence.
Los va a recibir el gabinete de seguridad. Para no hacer un show.
The president said he would not talk to the people from the rally and instead send his security team on his behalf to avoid giving a show.
I'm sorry that that's a show to him. To us, every person here in this march has a loved one that's been lost, that's been kidnapped, that's been killed, that's been raped.
That's Kenley Levarón, who says the rally's purpose is not telling the government to do their job, but to ask people to unite. But the rally gets verbally attacked by a group of sympathizers of the president. The president's supporters call them traitors, cheering López Obrador and asking them to leave the square. But the March for Peace avoids confrontation and walks to another direction. Julián Levarón, one of the rally's organizers, gives a final speech saying it's time for unity.
La guerra nace en la cabeza. La paz nace en el corazón.
Levarón says war starts in the head, but peace starts in the heart. While victims and protesters call for peace, truth, and justice.
Verdad, justicia, paz.
Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.